The African American commercial cinema, or blaxploitation movies of the 1970s. That's our focus on this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
The mob wanted Harlem back. They got Shaft. John Shaft, a big, bad black private eye, in the middle of a mess, dealing with Harlem's boss, the Fuzz, the Moth, and the Fox or Two. Shaft's his name.
Can you dig it?
Shaft's his game. Some dig it.
Shaft.
Some don't. Shaft, this year's toughest flick.
You say this cat is a bad mother?
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Shaft.
Then we can dig it.
Introducing Richard Roundtree as Shaft, directed by Gordon Parks. Music by the hot buttered soul man, Isaac Hayes. Shaft. In color from MGM, rated R. If you want to see Shaft, ask your mama.
That was Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's radio commercial advertising the 1971 film Shaft, the first major Hollywood studio production in what the show business trade paper Variety would call the blaxploitation genre of the 1970s. These films were usually produced independently from major Hollywood studios, although several would be distributed by such studios in the long run. They featured primarily African-American actors, writers, musicians, occasionally crew, and sometimes directors and producers. As we will hear, the genre was itself a cross-section of styles, including action adventures, biographies, dramas, comedies, westerns, supernatural thrillers, crime stories, documentaries, and even the occasional kung fu or science fiction flick, all made with the urban black audience in mind. It would not be the first wave of African-American filmmakers. That would go all the way back to Oscar Michaud's self-produced silent topical dramas of the 1920s, and later the movies of Spencer Williams and his contemporaries in the 30s and 40s. But this was the first time Hollywood specifically put out dozens of such films in such a relatively short period of time for that audience. The first of these films was the independent production directed by and starring Melvin Van Peebles in 1971, Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. Of course, by the standards prevailing at that time, advertising using the full title could not be placed with any major newspaper or radio or TV station, since Van Peebles refused to have the film screened by the Motion Picture Association of America's rating board. It automatically got the controversial X rating, meaning only adults could legally watch it, and that wound up playing into Van Peebles' entire attitude for the production. On the theatrical poster, he placed the statement, "Rated X," by an all-white jury. The film is about an urban black outlaw who is being pursued in a violent fashion by white police. To say the story and manner of producing the film were both extremely raw is a massive understatement. The picture cost $150,000 to make, much of that money coming from comic Bill Cosby. It made an estimated $10 million at the box office, making it the single most profitable independent American film to that date. And it made the bigger studios take notice that there was an untapped commercial market in America's inner cities. Before the end of the year, Shaft was released, and for the next 5 years, African American actors, writers, directors, and crew members were able to find steady work in motion pictures. Some actors, such as Pam Grier, Gloria Hendry, and one-time football stars Fred the Hammer Williamson and Jim Brown, became icons of the era. The subject matter was often inherently chauvinistic and stereotypical, which led to the end of the trend about 1976, when community leaders protested those elements of the films. But cinema scholars defend the genre as being instrumental in bringing increased presence in American film to African Americans. It also allowed black filmmakers to address ethnic controversies regarding social conditions created by inner-city poverty experienced by many African Americans then and now. What we'll hear in the next 50 minutes or so is how these films were advertised to the African-American audience over rhythm and blues and jazz radio stations of the time. This marketing to prevailing sensibilities of the early 21st century may be particularly harsh, but it was immensely successful. And the film that we heard the spot for at the top of the program, Shaft, was deemed culturally significant by the Library of Congress in 2000 and selected for preservation by the library in the National Film Registry.
She's 6'2" of black beauty. She handles a car like a gun. She handles a gun like a man. And she handles a man like Cleopatra. Cleopatra Jones. She's hunting for the head of the most vicious crime syndicate ever conceived. Shelley Winters, Ms. Big.
I'll take care of Cleopatra Jones.
And Cleopatra Jones is gonna put her on a permanent diet. Tamara Dotson is Cleopatra Jones. She drives a custom vet, wears clothes by St. Angelo, and is a connoisseur of freedom and fine men. Cleopatra Jones, with Bernie Casey, and music by Joe Simon and Billy Jackson. From Warner Brothers, rated PG. They call her Coffee, because if you jive her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee. The baddest one-chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Why kill them all?
Coffee. She's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black. Coffee's hot. And sometimes, as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee. Always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick. Who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem. Here comes Coffee. The godmother of them all.
The legend of Nigger Charlie.
Charlie is my name. Plains fighting to survive, and I'm riding to stay alive.
Nigger Charlie tore a white man's world apart with his gun, and every shot said, no one is ever gonna own Nigger Charlie again. Paramount Pictures presents The Legend of Nigger Charlie. Somebody warned the West. Nigger Charlie ain't running no more. The Legend of Nigger Charlie, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Watch out, mister. Here comes the twister.
This is Rudy Ray Moore.
Yes, I'm the human tornado. I chain down thunder and handcuff lightning. I'm so damn strong, it's sometimes frightening. I grabbed a star traveling a million miles a minute and slowed it down to the state speed limit. Yes, I'm the human tornado. Spinning, grinning, and sinning. I used an earthquake to mix my milkshake. I eat an avalanche when I want ice cream. I punched a hurricane and made it a breeze. I swallowed an iceberg and didn't freeze. The human tornado. Flinging cash and talking trash. Beamy, delayed, relayed, mislaid, and parlayed. Jump, thump, bumped, and mugwump. The human tornado. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent or a note from your jailer.
When you've got nothing and you want everything, you've got to get to be the Mac.
I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that?
The Mac. His business is pleasure. He sells the soft stuff.
They're going to have to rewrite the Mac and Game book, baby. You know, because I'm going to be the new king.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the big moment we've all been waiting for. The Mac of the year, Goldie! Goldie! Goldie!
Brothers gonna work it out.
Brothers gonna work it out.
Brothers gonna work it out.
Max Julian is Goldie, and Goldie is the Mac. The Mac, with Richard Pryor and music by Willie Hutch. The Mac, from Cinerama Releasing, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now that you've seen all the rest, make way for the Mac. The biggest and the best.
Trouble is here. He wears $600 suits, drives a $10,000 car, and he carries two guns. One to stop trouble and one to make trouble.
Ooh, I come apart. But now,
who? He was born in the ghetto.
I didn't make it, baby, playing by the rules.
Raised in the streets.
I come apart, baby, but now fine.
Trouble is this man's name.
Checking trouble, sugar, moving down the line.
Trouble man.
Ain't gonna let it sweat me, baby.
If you're looking for trouble, look out, cause trouble is here. Robin Hooks is Trouble Man. You jive him, and he'll wash you away. Trouble Man, from 20th Century Fox, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Trouble Man, with an original Marvin Gaye score.
You shall pay, Black Prince. I curse you with my name. You shall be Blackula.
Blackula, the Black Avenger, rising from his tomb to fill the night with horror. Blackula, Dracula's soul brother, deadlier even than he. Blackula, he thirsts for your blood, he hungers for your soul, more horrifying than Dracula. The Black Avenger, Blackula, an American International release, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Isaac Hayes and Pam Grier, the perfect match to set the screen on fire. Put them together and watch the sparks fly when Truck Turner meets Foxy Brown. Isaac Hayes is Truck Turner, the last of the bounty hunters.
You gonna bring him out or do we have to go in and get him?
Pam Grier is Foxy Brown, the meanest chick in town.
You tell me who you want done, and I'll do the hell out of it.
When they get it on, the action takes off. Truck Turner, with music by Isaac Hayes. Foxy Brown, with music by Willie Hutch.
Foxy lady, Foxy lady.
Isaac Hayes and Pam Grier in Truck Turner and Foxy Brown, together on one big show. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Slaughter.
Slaughter, it's not only his name, it's his business, and sometimes his pleasure. Slaughter. The Fuzz wanted him alive for a murder rap. The mob wanted him dead for insurance. She wanted him healthy for personal reasons. And that's only for openers. Slaughter. He had a belly gun, four grenades, an automatic rifle, and a theory. The best defense is to attack. See Slaughter. Starring Jim Brown, Stella Stevens, Rip Torn, and Cameron Mitchell. An American International picture rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter.
Baddest cat that ever walked the earth.
Okay, move along there.
Black mama, white mama. Two of the toughest chicks ever put behind bars. Fate tossed them together in the same prison. But their color kept them apart until... they escaped, chained together at the wrists. Black mama, white mama, with nothing to go back to, nothing up front but trouble. Black mama, white mama, they endured every humiliation imaginable in a woman's prison, and now they were free, 1,000 miles from nowhere, bound together by chains, hate, and the erotic desires a woman gets after 1,000 nights without a man. See, Black mama, white mama, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Black mama, white mama, they were free, but not from each other.
He drives the most expensive car because second best never enters his mind. He'll bet $100,000 on the turn of a card because he don't believe in losing. And he's about to take on a small army with TNT. He means, tain't nothing to it. There's only one stud who could rip off New York, ruin Rome, and stay alive to run a number in Africa. That Superfly dude is back, black and beautiful. He's twice as cool, twice as sly, twice as deadly in Superfly TNT.
I'm Superfly.
Ron O'Neill is Superfly TNT, a 6-year production from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. There was a real mean killing, and the wrong guy died. They buried his body, but his soul survived for J.D.'s revenge.
Baby, something is happening to me. I blacked out.
The reincarnation of a killer who came back from the dead.
J.D. Walker's been dead for over 30 years.
To possess a man's soul.
He turned into this monster.
Make love to his woman.
You scared of your dad?
And get the vengeance he craved.
They are my enemies!
Glenn Turman, the star of Coolie High. Lou Gossett, Joan Pringle. 40 years later, on someone else's face, you can see J.D. Walker's hatred time just won't erase. J.D.'s revenge.
I'll have my revenge!
J.D.'s revenge. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we are proud to announce the motion picture debut of America's most talented, most beautiful, most exciting, most glamorous female superstar.
Aw, man, don't be no fool.
Moms Mabley as Amazing Grace.
We want Grace! We want Grace!
Grace ain't coming. Grace ain't coming.
She's sweet.
You should have went over there and busted him right in the mouth.
She's sexy.
No, don't kiss me. He might start something that you can't stop.
She's courageous.
Baby, I'm gonna stomp you.
She's outrageous.
But I'm gonna be in the White House.
She's Moms Mabley, and she's amazing in Amazing Grace.
That's all I need to know.
Rated G. General audiences.
Amen.
Al Capone had Chicago. Bugsy Siegel had New York. Blue Boy and Davy Green had the Deep South. Right by the numbers.
Numbers?
Blue Boy, how's your luck? Good enough to make a buck.
Blue Boy and Davy Green came to El Dorado in the back of the bus, but they had no plans to stay there. There was 30,000 brothers and sisters in town, just itching to play a number. And these two cats was ready to scratch that itch.
And their operation is already running smoother than anyone else's in the territory, including yours.
Raymond Saint-Jacques is Blue Boy, the black king of the numbers game. Book of Numbers, a Brute production, an AFCO Embassy release. Rated R, it's nasty. Hey, all you jive hustlers, you stone foxes, you mean dudes. Watch out, cause Slaughter's back in town.
Jim Brown is Slaughter, the baddest cat that ever walked the earth. In Slaughter, he tore up the mob good. Now they want him bad. They're gonna get Slaughter or get slaughtered. In Slaughter's Big Ripoff.
Then Slaughter will.
Music composed and performed by James Brown, the godfather of soul.
You better know it.
Slaughter's Big Ripoff from American International. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter's Big Ripoff. It's hot.
You better know it.
There's a town where law and order are dirty words, where you can buy a cop as easy as a beer, where the women are friendly as long as you've got the price. They call it Bucktown. Bucktown, starring Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. They're the greatest black attack pack you'll ever see.
What the hell did you know about that?
And they're taking over Bucktown.
Like stealing candy from a baby.
You know any prayers, Cracker?
Damn, brother, you have become one violent dude.
Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. Together, they're dynamite. In Bucktown, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
You made love to me beautifully.
Jim Brown is Black Gun. He has everything a woman needs. And everything the man wants.
The man wants the word from you.
Then he's out of luck.
Black Gun. New from Columbia Pictures. Starring Jim Brown. Badder than he's ever been. Cause he's looking for the mother that killed his brother.
Prepare! What do you want?
I want you.
It's money you want, you got it.
It's wrong commodity, Capelli. I want you.
Black Gun. Rated R for your sake. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Jim Brown and Martin Landau in Black Gun. Wait till he finds the mother who killed his brother.
Cool it. Your mama's going on a date. Can you dig that?
Don't come home pregnant.
20th Century Fox presents James Earl Jones and Diane Carroll in Claudine.
You know, I had two marriages and two almost marriages.
Groovy, I had a couple of them myself.
It's about life.
I knew that nigga was gonna walk out on you.
Get away from me, Charles.
It's about love.
Love is when a man brings the groceries instead of eating yours.
It will make you laugh.
She's coming up the stoop, the social worker. Honey, get rid of the TV and hide.
It will let you cry.
Mama, I'm not a baby anymore. I know you're not a baby, but you're not a woman either. I'm nothing.
Claudine, starring James Earl Jones, Diane Carroll, and the music of Curtis Mayfield and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Claudine, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
In the heat of the night, hear the bump of the ball on the floor of the court, on the sides of the hall. He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
He's cornbread.
American International presents Cornbread Earl and Me, the story of a young man with a talent.
Hey, superstar!
And a dream.
It's the first boy from this neighborhood to make something out of himself.
Cornbread!
Like Sounder, it's a story of people who never lose their dignity or their pride.
Take your hands off him.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
Like Claudine, it's a story of family life full of love and laughter.
This is a dining room, not a gym.
Oh, mama.
Don't you owe mama me.
Like no other movie, Cornbread Earl and Me will touch you.
I'm gonna miss that boy.
And move you.
Oh, police!
And perhaps even shatter you.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
The fear of the year is here. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, a monster he could not control, had taken over his very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde, an unstoppable black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum, directed by William Blackula Crane. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents, so bring your mama, she'll like it too.
You've been corporatized, blackularized, and superfly. You've been macked, hammered, slaughtered, and shafted. And now we're going to turn you on to some brand new jive. You're going to be glorified, unified, and filled with pride when you see five on the black hand side.
Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
Oh, talk that talk, John Henry.
Controlling women is an art.
I am leaving, Mr. Brooks.
Oh, where you planning on going? To the zoo?
You gonna put down that spear?
Can a buffalo skate?
What?
I might not be the baddest man in the world, but I'm in the top two, and my father is getting old.
From United Artists, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Never fear, Pam Grier is here.
A black goddess come to Earth.
Pam Grier is Friday Foster, and she's running with a heavy crowd. Yaphet Kotto, Eartha Kitt, Godfrey Cambridge, Jim Backus, Almas Rasulala, Ted Lange, and Scatman Crothers in Friday Foster. When some big money dudes in the Capitol got too hungry for power, Friday made their plans turn sour.
Happy New Year, boss.
She's a super sister who's gonna hit DC like a beautiful stick of TNT.
Look out!
When this fox shakes her tail, half of Washington may end up in jail.
God have mercy!
Her name is Friday, but you can dig her any day of the week. Pam Grier is Friday Foster. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
The Godfather of Harlem is doing it again. In Black Caesar, he ate up the town. Now, he's hungry for more. More action. More excitement. More everything. Fred Williamson is back, and there's gonna be hell up in Harlem. From Midtown Manhattan to the mob's private playground in the Caribbean, from Times Square to the Stratosphere, he's making this world a decent place to die.
No, no!
Fred Williamson, he may never get to heaven, but he's raising hell up in Harlem. Hell up in Harlem, from American International Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now, wait, but what'd you say your name was?
Billy. Billy Holiday, that's my name.
Diana Ross is Billy Holiday.
My man don't love me, treats me all so mean.
Diana Ross is Billy Holiday in her first motion picture, Lady Sings the Blues.
Well, this is one face that won't get that hungry. I don't stand in no line for nobody.
Who does she think she is?
A lady with a hell of a voice.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love.
You affect my whole life, baby. I love you. If you go down, baby, I'd go down, too.
I'm not going down. Because there ain't no place down there I want to be.
Lady Sings the Blues, starring Diana Ross and Billy Dee Williams. From Paramount Pictures in color, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
In their eyes.
At the height of the slave trade, there was a special breed of slave called Mandingo. The Mandingo was the most powerful, the most beautiful, and the most desired slave in the Old South.
Got a Mandingo! Pure bred Mandingo!
And one Mandingo towered above all the others.
4,000!
I'll pay more, 500 more!
His name was Meade. He could kill a man with his bare hands. He was born to fight and bought to mate with the most beautiful women on the plantation. Dino De Laurentiis presents Mandingo, from the shocking bestseller that told the truth, the real truth, about the Old South. Ken Norton in his first screen role is the Mandingo, a slave who had no master. Ken Norton, the great heavyweight fighter, now the toughest, the greatest. Mandingo, a Paramount release, in Technicolor, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
What is the monkey hustle?
Hey, brother, what it is?
It's a funny flick. I mean, a funny flick that's downright tasty.
Kicking, plucking.
It's booty kicking, knuckle busting action.
It better be a candy bar, nigga, because you pull it out and you sure gonna eat it.
It's dodging the man.
Hold it, you turkeys. Let me show these suckers they can't mess with the Black Knight.
It's doing some good in the neighborhood.
Ripping off newspaper boxes is not our thing. Can you dig?
But most of all, the monkey hustle is.
You gotta get your righteous scam. Run it through 5 different ways on Sundays, making sure there ain't no holes in it. Mm. Then after you run it through 5 different ways, then you're ready to jump out in the street with your bad walk, your bad down dip.
Yeah.
You're ready for the monkey hustle.
Oh,
can
yes.
You dig it?
Yaphet Kotto, Rudy Ray Moore, Rosalind Cash, and probably some people you know. The Monkey Hustle from AIP, rated PG.
All right, all right, all right.
Parental guidance suggested.
The Jackson 5.
That you were loving somebody else. When I heard it through the grapevine.
Gladys Knight and the Pips. Roberta Flack. Quincy Jones. Isaac Hayes. The Temptations. Sammy Davis Jr., Curtis Mayfield, Nancy Wilson, Marvin Gaye, The Staple Singers, Cannonball Adderley, Ramsey Lewis. They're all getting together to save the children. Save the children. It's a motion picture about emotion and pride and soul and music and getting it on. Save the children from Paramount Pictures, rated G, general audiences. Because everybody should save the children.
Blackula is back. All new. All powerful. Blackula, the Black Prince of Shadows, rises from his grave to stalk the earth again in the all-new motion picture chiller, Scream, Blackula, Scream. Blackula returns, quenching his thirst for blood in a death trap for his enemies. Blackula, more horrifying than Dracula, screaming for revenge against a voodoo cult of evil. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the sensuous godmother of coffee. You were terrified at Blackula. Now the Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream!
He made a legend out of Nigger Charlie. He made a hit out of Hammer. Now, Fred Williamson is back as Black Caesar. Black Caesar. He carved out a name for himself in the blood of his enemies. Hail Caesar, godfather of Harlem.
It's a jungle. It takes a jungle bunny to run it.
Black Caesar.
Get down!
Music composed and performed by James Brown.
Bandit calls to be the boss.
Fred Williamson is Black Caesar. From American International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. This Caesar comes to bury you.
G.
She's a swinger, a zinger,
she's the baby,
a stinger. Pam Grier, that foxy brown coffee gal, is Sheba, baby.
You better talk before I put my number one foot down your number one mouth.
Oh. Meet the queen of the private eyes. She's black, stacked, and packing trouble.
Be cool and put that gun down.
The heat's on in the street for that big bad mama, but she's doing the cooking, and any cat in her way is gonna get fried. Slamming Pam, giving the gun brothers the frizzies, and their boss man the tizzies.
No, please, don't kill me.
Sheba, baby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
That's Wilson Pickett in Soul to Soul, a motion picture experience you've got to share. Starring Wilson Pickett, Ike and Tina Turner.
Soul to Soul. Soul to Soul.
Santana with guest artist Willie Bobo. Roberta Flack. Les McCann and Eddie Harris, the Staple Singers, and the voices of East Harlem. Filmed where it all came from, Africa. Soul to Soul with the original soundtrack album available on Atlantic Records. From Cinerama Releasing, rated G, general audiences.
Preacher man, policeman, working together. They both can fight, the black and white and the tough guys.
There's a new mean game in town. And it's played by three tough guys. One of them is Isaac Hayes. He's got a new beat, beating heads of big city hoods. Another one is Fred Williamson, a dude in leather. They don't call him Snake for nothing. Then there's Lino Ventura as Father Charlie, an ex-con turned preacher man. They're three tough guys with their own kind of mean game. And it's easy to tell the winners from the losers, cause the losers ain't playing no more.
Three tough guys.
Three tough guys from Paramount Pictures, in color, rated PG, all ages parental guidance. Three tough guys. Black Moses, the Hammer, the Preacher Man. Tough enough for you.
Yeah.
A cold-blooded murder. Five-year-old witness. Simple. Sad. A killer's loose.
Somebody.
If the cops can't find him,
it's gonna haunt the man.
The brothers must. Now.
Everybody.
From 20th Century Fox. A motion picture murder mystery.
I just don't understand.
So unusual. So bizarre.
In the name of justice.
Together, brothers.
In the name of peace. Well, this killing and fighting ever cease.
Music and lyrics by Barry White. Vocals by Low Unlimited. On 20th Century Records and Tapes.
Everything they can.
Together, brothers. Rated PG. All ages admitted. Parental guidance suggested. Together, brothers. Right on.
Shake hands with folks in blue. Then count your fingers.
Now, in this world, there are only two kinds of dudes, hustlers and suckers. God bless their greedy little hearts. Because without them, where would us hustlers be?
Trick Baby, Iceberg Slim's best-selling gut story of the world of the con, the hustlers, the high rollers, and the hatchet men who made it up.
I hear for Scotty was sold some hot rocks. It turned out there was only glass. He dropped right on the spot. Had a heart attack.
What do you want?
$5,000. So you're both dead.
Trick Baby. Iceberg Slim wrote it the way he lived it. It's his world. Sometimes brutal, but always real. Where some get by with bullets, and some make it with their brains.
And the con never ends as long as there's a sucker.
Trick Baby. From Universal, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
See it.
You first saw him in Enter the Dragon.
Now see him as he's never been seen before. Jim Kelly is Black Belt Jones. See him train his own army of girl high jumpers to help penetrate the hideaway of one of the mob's biggest bosses. See him retrieve 25 grand from the mob's own vault, guarded by the toughest hoods in the underworld. See Black Belt Jones join forces with a super chick who's a smash at karate and really means business. Jim Kelly, international karate champ, and Gloria Hendry are a super team in Black Belt Jones from Warner Brothers Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. When you're hit by Black Belt Jones, it's a smash hit.
Where the pavement ends, the West begins. Black Rodeo.
We fought side by side. Many of them died. Nobody ever told you the world was a cowboy.
Black Rodeo with special appearances by Woody Strode.
It was the first time that the blacks could run in and say, boss, the Indians are coming.
And Muhammad Ali.
I want y'all to saddle up and ride out. I'm the new sheriff in this town. I'm a bad nigga.
Black Rodeo with music by Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, Ray Charles, and Little Richard. If nobody ever told you there were black cowboys, see Black Rodeo from Cinerama Releasing, rated G, general audiences.
Buck and the Preacher, the first black western. They said that Lincoln won his war against slavery. They said blacks were free to pursue their own lives. But now, Buck and the Preacher tells the real story.
We want this Buck.
I'm Buck.
Sidney Poitier as Buck. Harry Belafonte as the Preacher.
I'm the Reverend Willis Oakes Rutherford of the High and Low Order of the Holiness Persuasion Church.
Buck and the Preacher. Black power in the Old West, where equality was a pair of scatter guns and a .44 hidden in the good book. Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte in Buck and the Preacher with Ruby Dee and Cameron Mitchell. The story of free men who refused to say Massa. From Columbia Pictures, rated PG and beautiful. Parental guidance suggested.
I've got Abby! What do you think of my powers now?
American International presents Abby, the story of a woman possessed. She took the devil for a lover, and he possessed her body and soul. Abby, a story of terror, lust, and exorcism.
Grab her arms and hold her.
Abby, starring William Marshall as the exorcist.
I command you to vacate this body now.
And Carol Speed as Abby. Can anyone stop her? Can anyone help her? Can anyone save her soul?
I've got Abby!
Abby, the story of a woman possessed. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Eat dirt, sucker. Black hell breaks loose. Are you ready for the Black Street Fighter? The Black Street Fighter. He's a fighter for hire, and he's paid to take on all comers. Today, he's going right to the top. He's taking on the system. The Black Street Fighter. He's all white hot fury. He's all stone cold nerve. He's all big black fists. He's 60,000 volts of black power. The Black Street Fighter. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Black Street Fighter. He's bad. Meet Sonny Carson, one of the greatest fighters of our time.
Yo, man, hold it right there. What you doing on our turf, punk?
He doesn't fight for a $1 million gig.
What can we, the Lords, do with a punk like you?
He doesn't fight for any cheering crowds.
If you want to be a Lord, you gotta go through the old mill.
He's Sonny Carson, and he fights for the greatest prize of all, to survive. The Education of Sonny Carson, from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. The Education of Sonny Carson. For Sonny, it's a long way to nowhere, and a longer way back.
The spook who sat by the door. The controversial best-selling novel now becomes a shocking screen reality. The story of the first black agent in the CIA.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
For 5 years, he was their token Negro. He kept his cool and let himself be used. And in return, they taught him how to spy, how to fight, and how to kill. For 5 years, he was the spook who sat by the door. And then, he turned the American dream into a nightmare.
This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary.
The spook who sat by the door. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Blood is red. Voodoo is blue. Sugar is sweet. Revenge is sweeter. Meet Sugar Hill. Not a place, but a brand new face. The foxiest, sexiest, deadliest chicken town. The mob took Sugar's man away, and now she's gonna make them pay.
I want them dead.
With a voodoo priestess called Mama Matrace, and Baron Samedi too, and an army of undead behind her, there's nothing that Sugar can't do. The mob has never seen anything like Sugar Hill and her zombie hitmen. Sugar Hill, from American International, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Say, man, let's go to Zenobia's tonight.
Where?
Zenobia's.
Man, you got to be crazy. We ain't got that kind of money.
Well, will we ever? Now, come on, man, I feel like cutting loose.
Once you go in, you don't never want to come out. It's the hippest place in the world.
Look, man, you only live once. Now, what you say, homeboy?
Uptown Saturday Night is where a couple of nice guys find their piece of the pie, but have to go through Geechee Dan, Silky Slim, Leggy Peggy, Sharp Eye Washington, and Madame Zenobia to get it.
That sucker's gonna get us killed.
Mr. Jackson, you behave yourself here.
Uptown Saturday Night, starring Sidney Poitier, Bill Cosby, and Harry Belafonte. A first artist presentation from Warner Brothers, rated PG.
Man, I ain't had this much fun since I was in reform school.
Have you ever seen a film that made you want to holler?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Have you ever seen a film that made you want to shout? Have you ever seen a film that just spaced you out? See Wattstacks with Isaac Hayes. The Staple Singers. Richard Pryor.
See, I used to be in the FBI. I'm the first colored person ever in the Bureau.
The Bar Kays, Albert King, Johnny Taylor, and over 100,000 black folk came together to remember an experience Watts will never forget. The living word was captured on film. Experience Wattstacks. Rated R, cause it's real.
He's cool, hot, and mean, exploding through town like black dynamite. He's got only one dream.
I aim to be number one.
Willie Dynamite. You better listen to him.
I catch you messing around with my women, I'll cut you down.
He's the dude men envy and women never forget.
This is a business, baby. A production line.
Chicks, chumps, he uses them all. He's dynamite.
Really don't, man. Hey, Willie!
Willie Dynamite. He's gotta be number one. Willie Dynamite, new from Universal. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. It's Dynamite. Now, baby, at your local theater.
Youngblood. He's smart and he's tough, but he's got a lot to learn about survival in the streets. And the man he's gonna learn from is Rommel.
How come you didn't do it?
Do what?
Kill him.
Any chump can shoot a man down, but it takes a real man to get to another man's heart.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, the star of Welcome Back, Kotter, and Coolie High, is Rommel. Brian O'Dell is Youngblood. They're united by a bond that's stronger than blood. They need each other to survive.
Pretty tough little dude, ain't you, Youngblood?
When I gotta be.
Youngblood.
We know you ain't no fool.
He's growing up fast in a neighborhood at war. And if he lives through the gang fights, the pushers, and the back alley death traps, he's gonna be a star.
Well, Youngblood.
With music written and performed by War, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Youngblood.
Look out. Get down. The Dark Town Strutters are riding to town. Super sisters on cycles. After they arrive in a bad man left alive. They're fast as a jet, sharp as Gillette. And what you see is what you get.
But baby, I'm for real.
Dark Town Strutters. See the Dramatics, Roger E. Mosley and Miss Black America Shirley Washington in Dark Town Strutters. Better move your butt when these ladies strut. Five Foxes Who Hit. Like a truckload of... Gotta watch your act on the radio. Singing, dancing, strutting. It's a real black comedy. Darktown Strutters. They're super fine mothers. Soaring into Soul City, they can run you down and still look pretty. Darktown Strutters is rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Strut to see it.
Hey, man, listen. They strapped me into this electric chair, and this cat comes up to me and said, do you want to live? So you know what I told him. Seems all I have to do is volunteer for this medical experiment. So, of course, I jumped at it, you know, because I'm innocent. And all I need is a little time to prove it. So they took me to this doctor's house, and when I wake up on the table, attached to my body is a head of a white dude, and he's looking at me eyeball to eyeball. So I checked him out. And by looking at his face, I can tell here is a bigot. Man, this is one of the funniest pictures that you ever want to see. I mean, we go shopping, we chase chicks, we catch a few, we get chased by the fuzz. If you want to see one of the funniest pictures in the world, you got to see The Thing with Two Heads with Ray Milland and me, Rosie Greer. The Thing with Two Heads, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Dig it.
They rode into a white man's town, bringing black man's law. He's black. He's brutal. He's boss. Fred Williamson is Boss Nigger.
They call him Boss. Boss Nigger.
I just sworn your new deputy, made myself the sheriff.
He just locked up the bank president.
Part legend, part devil. Oh! All man. Boss Nigger. Fred Williamson is Boss Nigger. Dervio Martin is deputy.
They call him Boss. Boss Nigger.
Rated PG. All ages admitted. Parental guidance suggested.
Disco 9000 is Disco LA.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna get it all together tonight, brothers and sisters. Here's the one and only Disco Nightingale.
The first disco movie from Hollywood.
There are five, maybe six clubs in L.A. They spin a hit, it gets picked up by the DJs and the record shops. Trouble is, the only records that get played are from one label, 9000. The guy who owns the label also owns the Disco 9000. He determines what music the other clubs play.
Disco 9000, big action. Disco 9000, the one movie you must see now.
Tell me, if I ever see you again, it'd be through the scope or rifle.
Disco 9000. Disco 9000, rated PG, original soundtrack by Johnny Taylor on Columbia Records and Tapes.
And
he wants to be the
king. And that concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Dalshoe Radio Creations, copyright 2006. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio, on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll join us again at the same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.